This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's ridiculously that we need legislation to stop lunatic Democrats from doxing ICE agents.
Yeah.
Just had an interview with one on Fox News, and he was saying, listen, my wife is always home with my three kids. He said, we've had to spend $1,000 on security cameras. We're scared to death that, he didn't say this, but one of these liberal lunatics is going to find our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legitimate concern. I mean, they've been ambushed by shooters, Democrat shooters, Antifa shooters in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So, by the way, listen to this. This is just, why is this necessarily necessary? Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem put out a list of groups that now have these doxing sites where they dox ICE officers, ICE agents. I'm not going to list what they are, but listen to the information they share. Agents' names, photos, home addresses, and even details about their spouses and children. These groups are said to compile information from open source intelligence shared through encrypted messaging platforms and also posting flyers in the officers' neighborhoods. Some sites also invite users to upload images, names, social media profiles, and locations of suspected ICE personnel. This is outrageous. We don't do this to police officers. The left has lost their mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be doing this to any public employee or official.
No, and the problem is the left is so good at using the fulcrums of power
right.
in this country
yeah.
to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
As a reporter, I can tell you, I mean, I use FOIA every week. The idea of not being able to know who officers are, who are working in our community, that's not going to work. That's China. That's who that is, right?
Yeah.
But it's always worked before because Americans were pretty decent people. And so you could know the name of the officer. In fact, most officers wear their last name, like, say, police officers, right there, you know, pinned on your chest. Democrats are using that to try to get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the way is around that. We can't have them be secret police. Believe me, we don't want Democrats inheriting secret police. I can't even imagine what they'd do with that.
Well, if this is going to go forward, then anytime I see someone in a protest with a mask on, every single person there ought to be arrested.
Yeah.
Every single person ought to be arrested that's walking around with a mask on covering their face. If you're going to require, you know, this openness from law enforcement, who many work undercover to begin with, then the same should be held true for the public citizens who are trying to conceal their identity in public. You know, I walk around in public. I don't care that there's facial recognition. I don't care. I mean, I care, but there's little I'm going to do about it because there are cameras watching my vehicle go everywhere between here in Greenville and my home in Anderson County. But you know what? I'm there. That's me. I mean, you know, unless you've got a camera looking into the vehicle, you really can't tell who's driving. You can see that vehicle that I'm listed as a registered owner and taxpayer of is on that street or highway. But You know, but this whole thing about trying to, you know, get law enforcement to unmask themselves, just if this is just there's only one end reason for this, and that is to intimidate law enforcement.
Yeah, and the reason it's happening right now is they know Trump just got $170 billion and the ability to hire 10,000 more ICE agents, and they want to make it hard to find those ICE agents.
Exactly.
Through a campaign of, quite frankly, terror.
Terror, exactly. You are exactly right. This is an act of informational terrorism.
All of it aimed at keeping their shadow electorate,
right,
40 to 50 million strong here in the country to outvote us.
Right.
It's the craziest civil war ever, but it is a civil war. Meanwhile, while we're talking about immigration, I didn't do enough on this when it happened last week. Microsoft firing 6,000 employees, 3,000 engineers, turning right around and applying for thousands of visas for Indian foreign workers for the exact job titles they just fired. They're HB1 visas.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That is not the deal. That is not, we don't have enough American workers. We need to hire some people. That's not cool.
Yeah, they want cheaper foreign labor.
They do. And look, we need to fix the entire visa system as well. It's obviously very broken. And do you realize this? I meant to make a bigger deal out of this stat too. I didn't realize this. Do you realize 40 million foreigners work in America right now?
Really?
It is that number is, I had no idea it was that high. That is outrageous. Can you imagine what American wages would be without them?
Yeah. Yeah, they would definitely be higher.
Much higher.
And hopefully our unemployment insurance benefits would be much lower because you would have full employment, true full employment.
Well, another day, another good deed by the Department of Justice. Yes, I know a lot of people, including me, are frustrated with Pam Bondi. However, when you look at the wins this Justice Department is notching day after day after day after day, it becomes obvious in Trump's last term, he didn't have an attorney general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, no
he really
question.
Didn't, if you think about it. I mean, because they sidelined, crazy Rip Van Sessions.
Yeah, well, he sidelined himself.
Yeah, he sidelined himself. They're like, you touched a Russian once in a greeting line, even though if you didn't know him, you got to sideline yourself. And he said, okay. And then Marxist liberals, Democrats took over the agency. Trump didn't have anyone he could trust to fight. You know, if you think about it, very few people in America, I mean, you know, probably 20, 30 people are actually capable of running the Department of Justice. I mean, it's big, it's massive. You've got to have large bureaucratic management skills. And to be able, to her credit, Pam Bondi's gotten so much trash this week, and I dealt some of it, right? I did.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But nobody, I mean, there are very few people who can handle the load of lawsuits that she is doing successfully. When you look at what she's accomplished, she is redefining, or whoever is working for her, maybe she's just a mouthpiece, I don't know. But whoever has Trump has in place is literally redefining the American presidency. Here's just an example from today of just one of their victories. Department of Justice fined a Mississippi-based company for favoring foreign workers on H-2A visas over American job applicants. You are only supposed to be giving these visas when you have advertised the job and you can't find anybody.
Boy, doesn't that sound like something that a Democrat administration would have been doing?
Should have
years
been.
Ago.
Used to be.
Used to be, yeah.
DOJ announced a settlement agreement with H2A Complete 2 Inc., a Mississippi firm that specializes in funneling foreign H2A visa workers into United States farms after the department's prosecutors found that Americans were being discriminated against. I told you, this is what we saw at the meat processing plant in Nebraska.
Yeah.
As soon as the owner found out he wasn't going to be able to be involved anymore in the discrimination scheme, mm-hmm. And also in the tax evasion scheme, and he had to hire Americans, he said, okay, I'm opening the job. They filled the jobs.
Yeah.
People were sitting there the next day filling out applications. Oh, cool, you're going to hire Americans now. Yeah, now that you can't tax evade. I'm telling you, they'll hire Americans. They will. This is how J.D. Vance and Donald Trump got a 1.7% increase in blue-collar worker wages in 6 months. It can be done. 40 million, let's cut it to 20. We don't need them. We don't. This has just been a way of theft, of robbery of wages. But anyway, you see this. They're now in a settlement agreement. Massive fine by Pam Bondi, Department of Justice. What happens? Well, you can't sue every company, but it doesn't matter. They become afraid. Because being just managed by the Department of Justice and getting fined by them is miserable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, you're beginning to see the war on visas and the turning around so things benefit mainstream America. But we've just not win after win after win. I mean, shoot. Yeah. Do you realize in the entire history of this country, whether the president could fire people in executive agencies that Congress has, you know, allocated the money to hire or to pay, mm-hmm. it's never been adjudicated.
Yeah. Well,
it's never been argued in court. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Trump is redefining the presidency. They won that 8-1, and now he's gutting the Department of Education.
Well, no president has been challenged on anything like that before.
Because they never really tried it.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a reason to. We're broke now.
Well, Republicans just don't go to the courts at the drop of a hat to try and challenge something a president does.
I know. So, and there's that, too. So, I mean, we've notched win after win after win. Remember what the first Trump administration was like when Trump— and you can see the difference really didn't have anybody really working for him inside the DOJ. And I mean, that Trump was forced for almost a year of his presidency to use Obama's open border policies. That's how badly we got beaten.
Yeah.
And look where we are this week. Trump is so confident. He's just dropping people off in third world countries where they might or might not get tortured. How much he's winning.
It was hilarious in Pennsylvania yesterday where he was talking about the whole immigration situation. He said is down to zero. He says, I don't even believe it's at zero, but that's what they're telling me.
You know what? I'm not surprised. Why would you come here? It's hopeless and it's pointless. And for the first time this week, I really started thinking, you know, we may deport all 12 million that Joe Biden sent here. We might get that done because a lot of them are self-deporting. Now you're finding out you can be picked up and with 6 hours notice sent to a third country that isn't even yours and good luck getting home. Or, hey, we got the CPB One app. We'll buy you a free ticket and here's $1,000 for when you land. What are you going to I'm telling you, go see a million self-deport.
Yeah.
You're going to. He is winning and winning and winning and winning. And that takes a really good crew at the DOJ, and he's got it for the first time.
It's just a pretty much a reversal of what the Biden administration was doing. The Biden administration was incentivizing coming into this country illegally. The Trump administration is incentivizing legally leaving this country. I mean, that's the way you do it. I mean, it's the marketplace at work.
Yeah. And I mean, so many other legal victories that we're winning. I mean, and when you look at the ambition, the scale of the ambition now, because when you win these cases that didn't seem winnable before, now Trump's like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to redo the census before the 2026 election. Mm. Go for it.
Yeah, please.
Hey, I think I'm going to redraw all those districts in Texas, get ourselves five of the ones the Democrats stole from us using the census.
Well, and as you pointed out, U.S. Census Bureau admitted that they the numbers were inaccurate. They admitted that there was you know that there should have been some differences in the House apportionments.
That was the crazy thing. We didn't even know they had committed mass fraud to get the Democrats, you know, roughly 5 to 6 more congressional seats, steal them from red states, give them to blue states, until the census admitted it.
Yeah.
That was the crazy part. 200 people committed fraud to accomplish this. Oh, come on. They didn't coordinate? No, they just all happen to commit fraud on behalf of the Democrats. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Hey, there's a lawsuit right there. But this is a DOJ capable of handling it. I mean, to get those nationwide injunctions stopped, all of it in under 6 months. I don't know who's doing this. I'd love to. Is this Pam Bondi coordinating all these cases? Is this somebody working for her and she's just the mouthpiece? I don't know. But I think that's why you see Trump freak out when somebody talks about or trashes Bondi this week. I'm not excusing it, okay? I'm not happy about the terrible thing that Trump wrote. It's not cool. Wasn't smart.
No.
But at the same time, I think he's like, no, I'm finally winning.
But I will say he's gotten a lot better at not issuing things like this lately in this administration. And the first one, of course, when you consider how much he was having to fight the people that were in the federal government to get anything done, you know, you can sort of see why. But now at least he's been less likely to put out some of these shooting in the foot mean tweets, I guess, or social media, Truth Socials, yeah.
Yeah, we are not the enemy. We're not.
Yeah.
And that was a massive gaffe.
Yeah.
It was a huge temper tantrum. He needs to pull himself together.
Yep.
Not happy about that. But at the same time, when you look at just the enormity of just the wins this week,
yeah.
I mean, just the wins this week, I didn't expect for us to get in the entire Trump agenda.
Instead of the Truth Trump Social Media post, just please just get another Diet Coke and a Big Mac, okay?
Yes. One without high fructose corn syrup, preferably. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, folks, see, I remember. I've been around long enough. I still remember April. I remember April when it was being reported as fact in the financial media that by the end of the month of April, we would have racked up the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression and the stock market crash that precipitated it. That was going to be bad. I mean, that was a headline, ran across judge. It was concluded. We were done. Tariff McGinnon. End of the world. Yeah, it was going to suck. We were all going to die or something. Oh, inflation, prices soaring out of control. How'd that work out again? The stock market was supposed to crash, right? Oh, yeah. Said who? Well, Wall Street Journal. What's happened since then? We've hit all-time highs in the stock market. Cool. Guess Tariff McGinnon still not coming. But they were holding out hope for this inflation report this week. Boy, were they holding out hope. They had their fingers crossed. Didn't work out. Yeah, the inflation rate's up a little. But before their present anti-Trump hysteria, anything under 3% was considered good. Now they're like, oh no, we've gone from 2.4 to 2.7. Oh my God, we're going to die. Really? Oh. Well, what are they not talking about? That's how you know it's good. PPI, wholesale inflation. That's the one we've always kept our eye on in this show. You've probably heard me talking about it for years. What is that? PPI, wholesale inflation. That is the prices for goods, including imports, that manufacturers, providers, parts, they're paying right now. So you can kind of get an idea of where it's going in the coming months, right? Because a lot of what we do in this country is we buy foreign goods, we assemble it. So it's some American goods, some foreign goods all mixed in there. Think cars, think all of that, right? Okay, cool. Where are we? Oh, it's so bad. Wait, what? Wholesale prices are flat in June? PPI, that's producer price index, what producers are paying right now? Flat. Showing the, quote, muted effect of tariffs on inflation. I'd say that's no effect at all. That's Market Watch. They buried it multiple paragraphs down. Huh. Too bad about that Tariff McGinnon that didn't happen. No, look, I'm not saying it won't in the future. I've always been agnostic on this. I don't know, but my point of view is, Ben, you can damn well bet they don't either. And this proves it. Why? You know why they don't know? We've never done this before. We haven't. So the Wall Street Journal, spinning shiny shoes hysteria. Because they want the old system. They want to keep the system where they profit by gutting the wages of Main Street, gutting the production of Main Street, and they profit. They're sick and tired of it. It's all propaganda. Well, so far, guess what? Producers overseas are eating it. We're hauling money into the treasury, as Trump said we would, and wholesale prices are flat in June. So all these people who try to say, okay, all right, we didn't get to big inflation when we promised it. We didn't get the price increase, but it's coming. Nope. No, it's not. No, maybe here by Christmas. Sure. But in the coming months? No, it's not. Because PPI, wholesale prices show what those producers, so think a factory assembling a dishwasher, I don't know, here with foreign parts, some of whom are tariffed, that's what they're paying. Flat. So find a new hysteria. You know what this tells you, folks? Don't listen to financial media. Now they're so compromised. So compromised. Folks, there are people on X and YouTube who have bigger audiences because they give better financial advice than anybody at CNBC, Fox Business, and all the other hysteria mongers, the panickins. Just ignore them and get a better source of news. Here it comes, y'all. Amnesty, shamnesty. Just as we make massive progress, too. You know the panic is happening. I mean, a lot of your Wall Street profits are from the tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration. You want to keep them. You want to give them a reason to stay. And it's been filed. Remember when Donald Trump promised that there would be some fairness, some visas awarded to illegals? Well, the bill's just been filed. Rhino Congresswoman Maria Salazar introduces the bipartisan Mass Amnesty, quote, Dignity Act, unquote, to provide, quote, earned opportunity. She says it's not amnesty. It's amnesty. If you're here and you are illegal, guess what? If you get to stay, that's amnesty. I don't care how they do it. Shuffle some paper here, shuffle some paper there. I don't care. Quote, yes, they broke the law, but, she says, flanked, of course, by Democrats. You can practically see the drool over the voters they'll get to keep. Republican, it's bipartisan, unfortunately. Y'all, pray Trump does not fall for this. They'd love to see him do it, too, because he'd be committing Harry Caray. I mean, you want to see him go back down to the low 40s? Back this. Americans aren't having it. 61% of Americans want all illegals deported. They do not want Trump to play games with these people. As I have said, look, we already have 40 million foreign workers here. We do not need more. But if we do need more, say farm workers, there's this thing, it's going to be crazy. Visas. We have these things. Visas. And you know what we can do? This is going to sound crazy. We can vet them. We can bring people in. Believe me, they will line up to pick strawberries. You're going to have people with PhDs from former Soviet republics that are poor lining up to pick our strawberries. And they are smart enough. They will not be voting Democrat afterward. If he falls for this, you know what I'll tell you why they want this, okay? They know right now, they have seen the panic of the last segment I just did, a million self-deportations and the ultimate horror, the 1.7% average increase in blue-collar wages in 6 months. They can't have that. They were stealing that money. They weren't paying taxes on the illegals. Folks, this is not about getting the illegals visas. They don't care about that. This is about sending a message to the illegals. Stay put. Evade Trump. There's hope for you. Please don't self-deport. Salazar is the primary sponsor, and here we go. And Trump told us this was coming. Gateway Pundit writes, on July 3rd, President Trump stunned supporters by revealing that legislation is being drafted to protect illegal aliens in the agriculture and hospitality industries. Let me tell you how this is going to go. He's going to bust himself back down to where he was in his last presidency, 39 to 42, roughly 43% approval. When that happens, believe me, these political operatives know this, okay? They're smart people. They're with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They're these amnesty people. They're the Bush people. He will become so unpopular that he's not going to be able to get his agenda through. Did you remember the last Trump administration? And it was what? Nothing but Republicans undermining him on anything he wanted to do. Well, have you noticed they're not doing that, at least not publicly. In other words, Trump would want to do something and all these Republicans go on CNN and trash him, right? Why? He was unpopular. The reason Trump's agenda is passing, the reason the first rescission bill went through the Senate last night to defund USAID, the reason he is winning and winning and winning and winning is why it's simple. He is over 50% in those polls. He dips down. By the way, so unpopular now after the Epstein thing, he's went from 53 to about 49%. He goes further downward in that elevator. You take that elevator down, you're going to see defection after defection. They're going to start to get bold enough to vote against his stuff. He's not getting anything through Congress. So I hope he's smart enough not to do this. I hope he's smart enough not to do this. They will deport themselves if we keep going. But here's the problem. Democrat, and they know this, if they can get this through, and Trump will say, well, it's just the agricultural industry. Well, it's just the hotel industry. Nobody else, the law still applies to them. Guess what? Democrats are going to do what they did with Reagan's amnesty. They're going to come in and say, well, that's not fair. That violates the equality cause. No, no, no. You can't give visas to one industry and not all. And they're going to get liberal judges to rule. And it may work. No, 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 no. We can't have some industries get to violate the law and the others don't. And it's going to be visas for every illegal. And we lose. We're going to lose. Do you know how it went with Reagan's amnesty? Do you know he amnestied? It was supposed to be just shy of 500,000 people. By the time they were done suing, you know how big the amnesty was? 8 million. Why? Because illegal immigrants who had left the country, went home to Guatemala, went home to Mexico, they sued. They're like, wow, if I knew there was going to be an amnesty, I would have stayed. Judge let them come. Oh, we have this thing called chain migration. Guess how that works? Second you get your green card, you don't have to be a citizen. You can apply to bring three of your family members. Isn't that special? And what do they get to do? Second, their little toe hits the continent and they get a green card, they get to apply to bring an average of 2.1 of their Democrat voting family members. And it goes on and on and on and on. We cannot do this. And that's how we went to Reagan, go, well, it's less than 500,000. Okay, maybe it's 800,000. By the time the lawsuits were done over 25 years, 8 million people. Folks, we were bringing them back from Mexico. And they were arguing, well, I wouldn't have left if I knew. And they won those cases. And then they argued, well, you know, I wouldn't have left and I would have stayed and I would have brought my aunt who needs $1 million of medical treatment on the taxpayer's dime. Oh, and my son and yes, my cousin too. I would have brought them. Had I known there was going to be an amnesty, guess what? We had to bring them. That's how we got to 8 million. This is a disaster. Pray he doesn't do it, folks. And I'm going to tell you, you guys know that I supported Ron DeSantis. It's because Trump tried to do an amnesty like this with Democrats last time, except it was for the DACAs. But there was no way to check. So the estimate was somewhere between 8 and 10 million. Trump wouldn't be president if Ron DeSantis and the conservatives hadn't stopped him because they'd have been voting. It was a fast track to the vote. He tried to do amnesty last time. I said, oh, my God, this guy's dangerous. He's too dangerous. He's going to try it again. And we need to take him to the woodshed. Take him to the woodshed. We are not doing this. We are not doing it. And we got to save Trump to protect him from himself. Because I'm telling you, he's going to be back down to 38, 39%. And he's not getting another piece of legislation through Congress. He's not. Because they'll see they don't have to fear him. It'll all fall apart. Can he see that? I don't know. But it's on, folks. They just filed the amnesty bill. They hate you. Now Trump's going to have to choose. Hey, if this is a schizophrenic broadcast, not my fault. Trump's been on so many sides and so many issues, but he's had had so many amazing accomplishments this week too. I want to give him his due because I mean, he's gotten more done in a week in this administration than he used to get done in months before. So honestly, just like don't even know what direction to go. The latest on the Epstein thing, Trump is now supporting a, quote, deep state special prosecutor. And that would include an investigation into Epstein. So you point a special prosecutor, the idea there is they go. They're on their own. They don't answer to anybody. And they could take a look at it. And this is what they need to do, because this is going to remove it from Bondi, remove it from Trump, remove the distraction, put it over here, and we're done. Saying, quote, they're stupid people, unquote, about your voters. I don't care what the subject is. It doesn't matter. Not a good strategy. I hope this is not going to be his strategy for amnesty, because he said conservatives aren't going to like it. Now, I'm here to tell you, when 61% of the country doesn't just want deportations, they want them all deported. You want to gut your political future? Go for it. For what? So these illegals can stay and vote Democrat? I don't get it. I don't get it. But I'm telling you, they wouldn't have filed that bill if they didn't think they had Trump support. We got to turn them around. We do, folks. Mike Gallagher's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.